No, it's fine.
Who's this?
Devorah?
This is Devorah.
Hello, Devorah. Good luck. Okay. Let's settle everybody down for the road. If everyone can please find a seat. If everyone can please find a seat. Find a seat. It's my pleasure to welcome everyone tonight to our first Simchas Beis HaShoeva in our new yeshiva building. Not so new, it's 5 years already. But we'd like to recognize our sponsors, the Seabrow family, who have dedicated tonight's event. Lezecha Nishmas, Rav Moshe Yoel ben Rav Arye Leib, who the father, grandfather of Mrs. Seabrow, who was Nifter on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, and we remember him, is Neshama Shehaven Aliyah. And there are refreshments afterwards in the Sukkah for the men and for the ladies on the ladies' side. And it's now my esteemed pleasure to ask Rav Welcher Shlita to say a few words.
Agadavach Rabbeisai, the Rosh Hashiva, gathered to celebrate the Simcha, which is a very ancient one in Klal Yisrael. It's recorded in the Mishnah, was celebrated in the Beis HaMikdash, the Simcha's Beis HaShoeva. The Rambam, at the very end of the Halachos of Lulav and Esreg, tells us that this Simcha, the fact that it took place on Sukkot, stems from the fact that on Sukkot is a particular mitzvah of Simcha, Smachtim, Lufnei Hashem, Alokechem, Shivas Yomim. There is a mitzvah of Simcha on all the Chagim. But particularly there is a mitzvah on the Chag of Sukkot, and from there the Rambam goes into the Simcha space of Shavuot. Apparently that's part of the Avodah of Sukkot and the higher level of Simcha associated with it, that there was the Simcha space of Shavuot. The questions are, first of all, what was the nature of this Simcha? Why did it have this particular name? And why is it an unusual Simcha that only Chachma Yisrael and great Tzaddikim danced at this Simcha? And as the Rambam records, Kol Ha'om and everyone else, Anoshim and Noshim, were Royim V'Shoymim. They observed and they listened, but they were not active participants. The name itself, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah Daf Nun, that there are two references to it, and they are both appropriate. Chaton Shoeva, as we have in our Mishnah, the Mishnah records the fact, HaCholil Shabbos HaShoeva, the recorder which was used at the Beis HaShoeva, that it's not Doich HaShabbos. And there's a second text in the Mishnah of Chatoni, Chashuva, that it was a mitzvah Chashuva. Now why was it called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? On Sukkot we know there is an extra mitzvah of Nisuch. Normally Nisuch, libations are associated with Yayin. On Sukkot, there's a special halacha, there's a remez to it, in the Parsha Samusofim that we read from the extra letters of Mayim. There's a remez to the halacha l'moshe mitzina of Nisuch HaMayim. The Nisuch HaMayim, those that have been in Yerushalayim, they went down to the Shiloyach under Yerushalayim, they drew water from the Shiloach, and they brought it up to the Mikdash, and there they did the Nisuch HaMayim. So the Masha raises the question, why is it in fact that it's called Simchas Beis HaShoeva? The Shoeva the drawing of the water from the Shiloyach was in fact only the preparation for the mitzvah. The actual mitzvah was the Nisuch HaMayim in the Mikdash itself. So the Marsha asked that L'chayru we shouldn't refer to it as Beis Nisuch, or Beis HaNisuch, not Beis HaShaleva. The place where the water was spilled, or we poured it onto the Mizbeach, what do we call it, the Beis HaShaleva. The Tosa cites a very interesting Rishalmi. Rishalmi says, Shemishom Shoyavim Ruach HaKadosh, that at the Simcha of the Mikdash, through that Simcha, a person could achieve Nevuah. Shashchina Shoyrim Itach Simcha D'chsiv, as we know, Vahi Kinagin HaManagin Esiel of Ruach Hashem, that many of the Nevi'im, their Hachono, the preparation for Nevuah, was that they experienced music, and it brought them to a state of ecstasy and joy. And Mitach Simcha the Shechina came. And the Umaisi Uvda, the Yerushalmi cites the Maisa, that Yoino ben Amita, whom we read about at Mincha and Yom Kippur, Shehoyim Oile Regolim, he came to the Beis HaMikdash to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Oile Lerego. With Simcha as Beis HaShemayim Vashor Salav Shechina. And from the joy of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, there he merited to become a Novi. The Dvar Hashem came upon him. So the Maharsha states that in reality it should have been called Beis Nisuch according to the Rishalmi. However, why was it called Beis HaShoeva? So the Rishalmi's answer to that question is that it not only was Ushaf Demayim B'Sasayin, that they drew water with happiness, as the Gemara brings as the basis for calling it Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but also that there was Shoyev Nevuah. That in other words, the Nevuah, Shemishom Shoyev in Ruach HaKodesh, and therefore was referred to, they gave it the name of Simchas Beis HaShoeva, rather than to give it the name of Beis HaNisuch. This is only true, though, apparently, according to the Rishalmi. I mean, the Bavli does not record. The Bavli associates the Simchas Beis HaShoeva who shafted the Mayim B'Sosam with the drawing of the water itself. So the Chorer of Marsha's Kasha still remains according to the Bavli. And I believe that the Marsha did not bother to answer the Kasha according to the Bavli, because the Teretz according to the Bavli is very poshut, the Bavli, what he would have answered, except there's a more profound answer in the Rishalmi. He's explaining the Rishalmi. In the Bavli we would say that the preparation, the hachana that they did for the mitzvah, as they prepared to do the mitzvah, not only when they came to the mikdash with the water, but when they went to draw the water from the shilach itself, there was such simcha associated with it, such yirashamayim that was associated with it, that itself had a chshivas. It's not only that the mitzvah which captivated them, but they were so captivated by the mitzvah that it affected their entire approach to the mitzvah. All the preparations for the mitzvah were on a different madrega, with a different kedusha, a different tara, a different yerushalayim. And therefore, we refer to it as Beis HaShoeva, Simchas Beis HaShoeva, because the mitzvah began, the high level of this mitzvah began not first when they came to the mikdash, but when they prepared to do the mitzvah itself, when they went down to the Shiloyach. This mitzvah, the Rambam goes forward from this and he talks about not only the notion of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but then the Rambam goes into the notion of Simcha Shel Mitzvah in its broadest sense. And he tells us that when we are involved in the mitzvahs, in something less than its ultimate madrega of Simcha, then we violated that which the Torah wrote. In the Teichacha, Tachas Asher Lo Elvatas, Asher Malachecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Levov. And that a person should be possessed with Simcha, with joy, in the service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We find a similar notion, a very, very surprising one, that the preparation for the mitzvah and how we prepare for it is so significant. Because a Marsha and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph and Avodah Zarah, who asked a very obvious question. There's a machlokes in the Gemara and Shabbos on which day of Sivan the Torah was given, whether it was given on the 6th day of Sivan or the 7th day of Sivan, the Sugya Rabbi Akiva. And however the Marsha says, L'chol HaDeis, the Torah was given on Shabbos. The question, the machlokes is, if Chodesh Iyar was Molei HaChoser in that year, if Iyar had 29 days, as we have on our calendar, a year that here are 30 days, and therefore the day of the giving of the Torah actually was already the 7th of Sivan. But he says, Bengtach, rather, was the, if it was Mole, then it was the 6th of Sivan. If it was Choser, it was the 7th of Sivan. So he says, Bengtach, Bengtach, we know that the day of Yetzias Mitzrayim was on a Thursday. So what comes out is that the Matan Torah was actually on the 51st day from the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So he says, why is it that the Torah tells us, Tisperu Chamishim Yoyim, that we should count 50 days, and on the 50th day, we should celebrate the giving of the Torah. The Chol HaDeis, Matan Torah, took place on the 51st. So the Mashal answers to this question is that before we received the Torah from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we had to cleanse ourselves from the Tumah of Mitzrayim and prepare ourselves with appropriate Yiras Shamayim to be able to receive the Torah. And that process of the Yiras Shamayim we completed on the 50th day of the Sfira. And therefore, he says, that's the day that we became Roy to receive the Torah. And he says that Rishayin Abizman of Amayla, it took place earlier and it's more significant than the Kabbalah Satara itself. So our aspect, what we did was to prepare for Kabbalah Satara, to raise ourselves to a level of Yiras Shamayim that we should be ready to accept the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. The giving of the Torah was almost an aftermath, if one may dare to say, almost anticlimactic into our terms, because what was called, what the Rabbeinu Shel Olam wanted of us, is that we should prepare for Matan Torah. We should be on the Madrega to receive the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. And that we achieved on the 50th day. And therefore the Marsha says that throughout history, we record the day of Kabbalah Satorah is the day that we became ready to be Mekabalah Torah. Even though the actual historical Kabbalah Satorah took place one day later. The Yiras Shamayim that we brought forth to the mitzvah, the hachonah that we did for the mitzvah, that in fact is more significant in history than the actual historical day upon which the Torah itself was given. And that's what we celebrate. And we celebrate here the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that the simcha, the joy that was involved in the mitzvah began from what point? From the hachon of the mitzvah. When they approached the mitzvah was so dear that anything associated with the mitzvah, a chosen that's coming to get married, his joy is not only when he stands under the chuppah, but everything that's associated with preparing for that wedding is also considered an inyan in the halacha, an inyan of simcha. Those are the types of things which are inappropriate for the 9 days, because they reflect joy. The inyanim of simcha. And he feels tremendous simcha because this is a step towards building that particular simcha's own personal simcha. When Klal Yisrael went to draw the water at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, at the Shiloah, the joy of that moment, of being meichen, of preparing to go up to the Migdash with the water, so possessed them that the simcha is referred to as Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The simcha began and is historically recorded from the attitude and the Yiras Shamayim which was present when Klal Yisrael went to the Shiloah to draw the water. And Chachmei Yisrael, their role in this simcha was to show us really what the joy of a mitzvah is. What is simcha shel mitzvah? What is the chashivas of a mitzvah? And that's not something that we could learn from anyone. Only Chachmei Yisrael that are possessed with the highest madriga and Torah and Yiras Shamayim were the ones that could celebrate in the Migdash, a simcha shel mitzvah. And the message of that simcha shel mitzvah was not only for this particular moment of simcha sachag, but as the Rambam continues, and he talks about the fact of how a person should let himself go entirely to celebrate, as David HaMelech did, for Doya was mefazbeis mecharker, and in the presence of the Oran, and the joy of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Oran, it knew no bounds. And this is what the Rambam goes from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Apparently, we have to learn what the appropriate attitude for every single mitzvah is. And this, we were to learn dafka from Chachmei Yisrael, just as they taught us the rest of Kol HaTorah Kula, the joy that's associated with the mitzvah, we also had to learn from Chachmei Yisrael. And therefore, the Rambam records that who danced? Chachmei Yisrael danced. All the rest of us were Royin Rishayman. No different than any other shir that we went to, where the God of Adar gives the shir and we listen. This was also a shir in Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Now we wish to end with the significance of simcha, of this simcha, of the joy which is associated with the service of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The reality is, I believe, that everything that we do in Yom HaNoram is to achieve this end. And he did nefesh in the second stanza where he holder noaz yiva olam nafshi chaylas avasecho. We long to feel the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Shechina. And the Titan calls out, on a kill nor a ton Allah, he asks, says Moshe Rabbeinu, cried forth in tefillah for Miriam, for Rafua Shleima, for Chaylas Avasecha, his lovesick for the Shechina, his longing for the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And what do we want? Is B'hara Yisla Noyam Zivecha. That the Rabbeinu Shel Olam should allow us to feel, to appreciate the sweetness of the presence of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And if we achieve that, this is the refuah for the nafshi chaylas avasecha. And from this refuah, we will be endowed with an eternal happiness, a satisfaction that transcends anything that we know in life. And I believe this was the tachlis of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that after the Kapara of Yom HaKippurim, we were roy to approach the Rabbeinu Shel Olam mitoch tahara. This is the time of simcha, of the ultimate simcha. Smachtem lefnei Hashem alakechem shivas yomim. And for what purpose? Is b'harais lo noyam zivecho. That we should be able to feel the radiance of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Shechina. And when we observe Chachmei Yisrael, how they felt the presence of Shechina, and how this motivated them, and how they poured forth with unbridled simcha on the Migdash, this informed all of us of how and of what level we need to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam throughout the entire year. So I believe this Simchas Beis HaShoeva was to reinforce our attitudes of simcha, the joy, the enthusiasm, the privilege that we have to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to do his mitzvahs. We should not take it for granted that the special license that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given us, that we're worthy of serving him. Not everyone is allowed to serve the king. Only select people are allowed to. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam has so chosen Klal Yisrael, we are the Ama Nivcha, that we have the right to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, to do all of his Taryag Mitzvahs, to be mispalel to him on a regular basis. It's a schus that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has given us. May the Rabbeinu Shel Olam grant that we took the simcha of this chag, it imbue all of us with an attitude of simcha which will carry with us throughout the entire year, that we may appreciate and feel the hoysala simchas olam, the joy of the presence of the Shechina, Agut Moed Ravaisa.